when she heard of Jesus. And that's the first step to stepping into the anointing, is your hearing. She heard of Jesus. And she said, that's the second dimension. If I touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She said, I might be, I could be, I hope this works out. She said, I shall be. She had heard, whatever she had heard was, she had heard that he was anointed. She had heard that everybody touched him or he touched them was healed. That's what she had heard. That's where her faith is. That's where her confidence is. The anointing to preach, the anointing to teach, the anointing to bring healing, the anointing to minister in any dimension comes through your faith in that anointing. And that's where she was. She'd heard, she had faith. She touched his garment. And verse 34, he said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Thy faith made thee whole. That's the word sozo. It's the same word saved. Your faith has saved you. Faith will save you. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus to do many things. And he's still in the body today to do many things. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's the Lord, I God, I change not. So what he did yesterday, he's doing today. And what he's doing today, he will be doing tomorrow. Because he doesn't ever change. But we have to learn how to cooperate with him. Our world has not changed. I'll tell you what has changed. Our faith in the anointing has diminished. Jesus is still here in his people by the anointing to heal the sick. And to speak words of wisdom. And so she was healed, but she was healed. Look at verse 30. Jesus immediately anointed that virtue, which is the word power or anointing. It's the word dunamis, which is the word power. Hath gone out of him. Virtue went out of him. It left him. He knew when it left him. The minute she touched his, not his person, but his garment. Then the power of God went out of him into her, and that power healed her. He turned him about and said, who touched my clothes? It's called virtue often. It's the word dunamis or power. So that power, because she heard and acted, heard and responded, heard and said, heard and did, then that power went out of him into her. Now, she'd have sat home on the sofa. See, it's all by the anointing. How are we going to touch base with the anointing? With our faith. Somebody says, well, I did that and it didn't work. Because we're usually waiting on a physical manifestation. What we said was, I didn't feel any different, so I know this didn't work. Mm-hmm. It's not a feeling. It's in here. The anointing comes at gut level. Right in here. And it begins to work and to churn and to stir. And you keep your faith in line and it keeps stirring. It keeps churning. It keeps moving. No matter what you need, it's working. Amen. Now, I like instant. Doesn't happen too often. People who have faith are supposed to use their faith. It says the just shall live by faith. It doesn't say the just shall live by gifts. It says the just shall live by faith. I like a gift. I had a gift one time. I really appreciate the Lord doing that. I don't know why he did that. He hadn't done it since. It's not like you're earning anything, but it's like you're constantly putting your faith out there, that the anointing. Now look at Matthew 14 that we read last week. We're going to be healed by the anointing. We're going to receive the anointing with our faith. The Spirit of the Lord still comes upon people as it came upon Jesus. Oh, not in like measure. But it came upon Jesus and he delivered, and they reached out and pulled that anointing out of him. Matthew 14 verse 35, the men of that place had knowledge of him. They sent out into all the country round about and brought in him all that were diseased. That's how excited they were. It doesn't say they went to their friend's house and got all their friends. They just went from gathered everybody they knew, everybody they saw, anywhere they saw them. Come on, there's a healer in town. Come on, let's go to the healer. They grabbed them all up and brought them. We could do with a little more excitement, couldn't we? I don't mean we, I mean me and you. Sometimes we get what we expected. We came and didn't expect much, and that's what we got. Have you been there? Well, I have. I was waiting to go to lunch a couple of times. And besought him they might only touch the hem of his garment. As many as touched were made perfectly whole. They said, can we touch your garment? Because they had heard, they had knowledge. They had knowledge as faith. Knowledge accompanies faith. They had knowledge. Everybody touches him to get healed. Gather up everybody you know is sick. And let's all touch him. Now look at Matthew chapter 20. There's many, many. We're just reading a few. I want you to see that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him and has anointed him. Jesus is the same today, but he ministers through his people, and different people have different measures of the anointing, but healing's still viable. The anointing still works, and it works because you believe it. Verse 32, Jesus said, "What will you that I should do unto you?" They said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes. Immediately their eyes received sight. You remember, he's anointed without measure. He has all the anointing there is.